and Khaki and Abundant Life Worship Band. Nothing is impossible. Amen? Amen. Well, mercy me. So sweet. So sweet. The presence of God. Are you ready for the word? Because I'm about to give it to you. And you're going to about be blind if you can't see it. Because I'm going to put it in your face. All right? In the beginning, God said, let there be light. Ooh, you already got it. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated it, separated the light from the darkness. That's in Genesis 1, 3, and 4. Now listen, that light was a supernatural light. It was just there, bright and shining. My mind can't even conceive that. But it was there. And when God separated light from darkness at the beginning of time, it is never mixed again. Light and darkness don't mix. There will either be light or darkness. There's a line there. In verse 16, get this. God made two lights. The greater one to govern the day that we know is the... That's right. And the lesser one to govern the night, which is the... And then he made all the stars. Then, in Numbers 24:7, Balaam said this, what I saw in my vision has not happened yet, but someday a king of Israel will appear like a star. In Matthew 2:2, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the baby born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. There's an ancient writer who records the events of the Magi. And it says, the star that led the Magi to the baby Jesus was so bright that it washed out all the other stars in the sky. In John 9:5, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So we started out with supernatural light, and then God made natural light to go in the sky. And now we're back at a supernatural light because Jesus says that he's the light of the world. He's the light of the world. In John 8:12, again Jesus spoke of them saying, I am the light of the world, but whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We're almost there. Listen. Somebody's phone's going off. How many Christ followers do we have in the house? Do you have a light? Look at there. Some people got it. Look at there. Go ahead and turn them on. Turn them all on. You with me? Turn on all those lights. Can't get mine to come on. My little light's not working. Is that? Whoa. Look at there. You know what? We were in a dark room and you have lit it up. Look at that. All over the room, there is light. Hold your light up. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Sing it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. Yeah. Let it shine till Jesus comes.
I will let it shine.
Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. You know, amen. That's right. Makes sense, doesn't it? You can keep your light on. You can keep your light on. You don't even have to cut it off. I got me a bigger light. You know what? In darkness, we can't see. But if you have your light on, it can light up your area. And with all of us turning our lights on at the same time, it lit the church up pretty good just to come out of a cell phone. In Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." As I was writing this, I felt such a prophetic unction come over me. Sometimes we feel like we're in darkness and it's overtaken us. Overwhelming life circumstance make us feel like we're in darkness. The great deceiver would make us feel like there's no hope, there's no life, and there is no use. But when you feel like that and you can't find your way, let God's word be a light to you. God's word will drive all that darkness away, and your path will become visible again. Amen?
Amen.
Light comes instantly. You can turn them back on, Beth. There it is. Hey, Mercy. Don't you like having a little bit of fun? Just some interesting facts about light and speed. Sound travels at 1,116 feet per second. That's pretty fast. 761 miles per hour. Light travels at 983,571,056 feet per second. Or 670,616,629 miles per hour. Light travels so fast that if humans could travel at the speed of light, we could travel to the other side of the earth in less time than it takes to do that. In less time than that, we could be on the other side of the earth. You know what's faster than that? The only thing I know that may be faster than that, the return of Jesus. Because it says he's coming in a twinkling of an eye, and a twinkling of an eye is faster than that. Poof. You know what? If Jesus is your Lord, and he lives in your life, then you have been lit. I've been lit a lot, but I ain't never been lit like Jesus lit me. I ain't gonna lie about it. Because when he lit me up, he changed me forever. He changed everything. And he says this in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. He says, "You are a light." This is during the Beatitudes, and he's up preaching. He's got everybody around him. He looks at everybody and says, "You're a light. People do not put a lamp under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We have a purpose, and we are a light. You are a light. Don't ever let anybody tell you you are not. If Jesus is your Lord, if you claim to be a Christian, then you have no choice but to be a light, because the light lives in you, and you are a light. There's three different personality traits of a light. You want to hear them? Good. I'm going to tell you. Number one, it's identifiable. It's identifiable. I am a light. A light stands out. Even in here, there's light. Look at that. My little light's got a disconnection. You know, but that stands out. On the wall, all the way around, it stands out. You can see it. You can see the light. Do you know that you were created to stand out? So why are you trying to fit in? It wasn't original. I think I picked it up on the sign at Kirkland's. Or on my grandson's wall. I think he gets up every day and reads that. You were created to stand out, so don't fit in. Every day he looks at it. And I can tell you, he stands out. He don't fit in. He makes people know he's in the room. But that's the truth. You were created specifically, and you are a light. You will not fit in, ever. You will either stand out, or you will cover yourself with a basket and hide. But no matter what, you are still a light. You may say, I am a dim light. I was told that this week. I'm a dim light, Pastor Steve. But you know what? You're still a light. I remember flying one time. We were going to Mexico for a mission trip. We were going down to Mexico for a mission trip. It seems like every time I go on a mission trip, God sends me to Mexico. And I don't mean to the pretty parts, just right across the border where it's dangerous, you know. I had a gun pulled on me down there. Yeah, I've just been in some stuff down in Mexico. But I remember flying. We were in going to land, I guess, in El Paso or somewhere down in there. I don't know. Were you with me, Judy? I don't know. It was with that group. And we were flying in the U.S., all the lights were like LED. They were really bright. But all the lights in Mexico, they had a yellowish tint to them. I remember thinking, what's that over there?
I didn't know.
Wonder what's going on over there? And somebody said, hey, man, that's where you're going. That's Mexico. And I said, well, the light is different. But nonetheless, it's a light. It's a light. Maybe different, but it's a light. You know what? When you see a light, you know it's a light. There is no question about it. No question. Your light may be shattered. It may even have a loose connection. Like this one. But it's still a light. And do you know what happens to darkness when light shows up? It leaves. Darkness leaves the moment you arrive. This, if you can get this, it will change the way you perceive things. You know, darkness leaves the moment you arrive. It can't stay. You know, light so identifiable, you can go find the Northern Star, the Milky Way, the Northern Lights. You drive down the road and you see a red light, you stop. A green light, you go. A yellow light, you watch out. Because lights are identifiable. Amen? The second thing a light does, it illuminates. To illuminate something is to brighten, lighten, throw light on, to shine on. And illumination is the effect of light. It just happens. Turn on my light, boom. Shine it on Amber, there she is. I just illuminated her. I just illuminated her right there on the front row. Anywhere lightness is, darkness is not. It may be all around the light, but it is not in the light. Darkness may be all around the light, but it's not in the light. You see how important it is to stay in the light? So how do we illuminate things? This is how I think I do it. We let our faith work. Pastor Carl's been preaching on faith. You know, last week he spoke on the spiritual adrenaline, our adrenaline of the spirit, being faith. We let our faith work because faith without works is dead. So we share our fruit. We do that. We share the fruit that the Lord has given us in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And that fruit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's tough. How many of you know that's tough? But we're light bearers. We have to illuminate the fruit that's in our life. That means share a little joy. Share a little love. Share a little peace. Be kind to someone. Be good to someone. Stay faithful. Be gentle and show self-control. Because you know what? A light is easily seen. So easily seen. The third thing that a light does is it invites. It will cause people to stop and look. It invites. It draws to itself. If I turn my porch light on, what goes to the light at night? John said, my grandkids and kids. Yeah, they come with a million little bugs. There's so many bugs. You open up the door and all the bugs roam in your house, you know, because they come to the, they draw. I remember when I was a little kid, you don't see this as much now, but on the backdrop of the woods, there would be hundreds and hundreds of little lights, little lightning bugs, and they would light up all the woods. It was the most amazing. I look forward to springtime because that's when they would come out. And we would, that was our entertainment. We would sit there and we would watch for hours those little bugs dancing, lighting up the trees. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. There seems to be a gravitational force attached to light. It just pulls you to it. For all of you who fish, and you fish at night, what do you drop in the water? A light. Or you flip on a switch and you illuminate the water. And when you do, the little fish come to the light. I don't know if it's fair or not, but it happens. Not fair for the little fish, but they'll come over to the light. And then you can catch them. So it's identifiable, it illuminates, and it invites. Now, I have two stories and we're done. Wow. When I think of light, I think of a lighthouse. How many has ever seen a lighthouse? It doesn't matter what's going on in the ocean. It can be as slick as glass, or it can be churning with a hurricane or a nor'easter. The waves can be crashing upon it, but it still stands. It doesn't move. It stands. Because its purpose is to give off a light to all of those who may be out there being tossed to and fro by whatever's being thrown at them. A lighthouse points the way forward. And a lighthouse warns boats of dangerous areas. So much we're like a lighthouse. We point the way forward. And we warn our friends and family of dangerous areas. Oop, don't step there. That's a hole. Walk around that. Or if you're outside like us and you're hunting, not supposed to be hunting at night. If you're outside at night in the woods and you're lost, all you have to do is turn your light on and say, follow the light. Follow the light. Because you're easy to find. You know what? As Christians, we are a navigational tool for God. We are His GPS, God's pointing system. We're not pointing at others. We're pointing to Him because He's the way. And if you lost, you just punch in that coordinates. John 3:16, punch that coordinates in. Get to that. Because that's where you need to be. And with our lights, we say, this is the way to go. I have one more story. Lori and I were at the beach this past summer. You got to remember now, lights are identifiable, they illuminate, and they beckon or they invite. We were at the beach, and I wanted to go out on the pier and just look around. Well, we got there to the South Carolina State Park. We went down to the pier. We walked out on the pier and got out to the end, and they were having this huge fishing tournament. So everything was kind of blocked off, and they were catching fish and pulling in the fish, and, you know, naturally, I want to see what they're catching. And all of a sudden, while I'm looking this way, back on the beach, there is an eruption of noise. I mean, yelling, cheering, clapping. And it wasn't just in one section. It was all the way down the beach. So many people. And I was thinking, what in the world is going on? So I was looking and looking and looking. And finally, a couple hundred yards down the beach, I seen two ministers in the water. This was precious. Two ministers was in the water. And they had like 10 or 15 new converts all lined up, and they were dressed in white. Easy to see. You could pick them out of a crowd. And they would fight the waves. They would fight the waves, and they'd push through the waves, and they'd get out to the ministers, and then all of a sudden you'd see them down and up, being baptized in the ocean. And when they did, everybody on the beach would yell and cheer and clap. And I know that everybody on the beach was not with those 15 people. I was not with those 15 people. I was just there because I wanted to go walk on the pier. But everybody on the beach, after probably the second, I don't know, but I know one thing, everybody on the beach knew what was going on up there at the light. You couldn't miss what was happening at the light because you could see it. Now, me being as spiritual as I am, I was looking in the water because they was catching sharks out there where I was at. And I looked off the side of the pier and I said, Lori, there's a shark. And in the waves, I kid you not, in the waves, there were sharks. I mean, the waves were crashing on our brothers and sisters who were being baptized, and just one set of waves behind them, whenever the water would roll, you could see the shadow or the silhouette of the shark swimming through it. Oh! I wanted to yell, get out the water! You about to get ate! Because they were sharks. I kid you not, 10 feet away from them. That's what I said, my Lord, get out the water. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Whoosh! Just circling around. There was darkness all around the light, but there was nothing that could come in the light. There was darkness all the way around the light, but it could not come in the light. Man, them sharks couldn't have ate them people if they'd been covered in jelly. They couldn't have ate those people. Couldn't have bit those people. Those people were more protected out there in that water than I was standing up there. I had a better chance of getting bit by one of them sharks that was pulling over the balcony, and them people had to get bit by one in the water. That's the truth. Because those little sharks come up on their fins, try to bite people. It's not that funny, Amber. But my brothers and sisters, they were identifiable in the water. They lit up that whole beach. They touched every heart. You ever heard of sinners and saints worshiping together? It happened on the beach. It wasn't in church. It happened right down on the beach. Because I know there's a whole lot of sinners out there on that beach. I was sitting out there with them before I went walking. And they worship together with everybody. Because when Jesus shows up, you can't help but to bow your knee and declare that He is Lord. Because He is Lord. He's Lord in here. He's Lord in here. And if He's Lord in here, He's Lord out there. You know, I remember. You know, I tend to can get away with stuff. Other people just can't. I don't know why, but I do. I think it may be just because I don't have much sense. And I find that I put myself in situations maybe I shouldn't be in, but the Lord always protects me. But I remember I wanted to learn how to line dance. You know, I wanted to learn. It was fun, and I needed something to do that was fun. And so I said, I'm going to learn how to line dance. And anytime I do something, I take my whole brood with me, my whole little brood, my little family. Do you know where you learned to line dance at? One guess. The bar. Do you know the looks you get when you walk in with your wife and your children at a bar? Do you know the looks you get? It ain't like welcoming. I'll tell you that right there. So we started going to this bar learning to line dance, me and my wife and my children. And we learned what it was, the grapevine. Yeah. We used to dance, boy. We used to dance all over the place. We would go in there and we learned to dance and have so much fun. And you know, I grew up in a very rough neighborhood. There was a bar at the top of the street. We sold the guys that would get drunk rotten apples and make us a little cash. I mean, so I knew about bars and stuff. Like I grew up around that kind of stuff. And but we would go in there. We went into this bar and we were learning to line dance. And I tell you what, if there was darkness in there, it had to leave when I walked in. It did. We brightened everybody's day. We lit that place up. That's the truth. Because after about a month of going, all of a sudden, you know, your gift will make room for you. If you are a pastor, you're a pastor anywhere you go. The next thing I know, here I am. I want to be out there learning the grapevine and the tush push and whatever else they're teaching. And I'm sitting down at a table listening to somebody's story. Because they're so hurt. And somebody needs to listen. And it was not long that me and Lori became the pastors of that little bar. It don't even make sense. But they loved us. We could walk in the door there and they wouldn't even have to ask my kids, what do you want to eat? They would know automatically and they'd fix their food. And they were our friends. And out of that, you remember Carol? Carol was there. Gloria. Y'all were there. So much fun, wasn't it? So much fun. We lit that whole place up. It was so much fun because we were light. And where light goes, light is. If you would just stand with me. You get the point? You are a... That's right. Amen. There's one scripture I just want to read. Colossians 3:17, and it says this, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So go out today and be a light. Let your light shine. Don't hide it. Let your purpose shine. Point somebody to Jesus. You can do it. It's real easy. All you got to do is be yourself and let the love of Jesus flow through you. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for this day.